Good morning. This is Kemp Haar, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Scott Carruthers, who is the Executive Director of the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation. We're down in Orlando, Florida, at the early stages of the annual covering show. So the reason I wanted to talk to Scott and have Scott talk to the listeners is there's actually a very interesting new certification that has come about, and we're going to get Scott to talk to us about it. So good morning, Scott.
Morning, Kemp, and thank you for this opportunity to share the good news that we have for the industry.
All right, so tell us a little bit about this new CCTI. What does that stand for?
That is the Certified Ceramic Tile Installer Program that we are placing as our inaugural event here at the Covering Show. So it's a perfect opportunity with the premier show of the year to showcase a certification program for the industry.
So this is actual organized certification, and this is the first time that in this country or through this organization that there's ever been a ceramic tile installer certification program. Is that right?
That is correct. With the exception of organized labor, this is the only certification program that we know of ever to be offered in the industry for the certification of ceramic tile installers.
Tell us how this came about.
We had some very wise folks that have been industry-driven for years and wanted to gain exposure and to facilitate the validation of the talent that is out there to accentuate the fact that these people have certified skills to install ceramic tile in a proper fashion.
And in this inaugural event that you're doing, how many people are you training this week?
Because of the size of the covering show, we had to limit the space. We are training five people at the site of the covering show right in the lobby immediately across from the registration booth for this first event. But we will also be having shows in the rest of the country at 10 different locations through the balance of 2008.
All right, well, let's get to that in a minute. But, I mean, you've been down here. This actually started earlier in the week, and you've actually done some classroom training. You've actually done some written testing. And now, starting with the show, there's actually some hands-on where these candidates that wish to be certified are actually going to be at the show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. We've already, as you had mentioned, done the classroom portion of it to bring them up to speed with all the standards and methods that are accepted by the industry. But we will be, starting Tuesday morning as the show opens, have the students actually working with backer board, ceramic tile, and the entire installation and finishing process right there in front of the attendees of the covering show.
And you say there's five of these people that are doing this right now.
That is correct. We have folks from a very wide area throughout the United States that have made this event something that they found to be very important in their own careers, and certainly they have some great marketing potential with this as well.
Well, so if somebody's coming to the show and they want to see this going on, where do they go to see it?
As you would enter the coverings facility in the south building, we are immediately at the top of the escalator, which brings you to the registration area, and we are immediately in front of the registration desk.
All right, so you have 10 more of these scheduled, and sure, there's probably a schedule that's printed on your website. What is your website for this information?
I would encourage your listeners to go to www.tilecareer.com, and we have a very comprehensive listing of the curriculum itself, as well as the locations throughout the balance of 2008.
Let's back up a little bit, too, and we kind of hit us straight into this program because this is what's going on right now. But the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation, and I know there's a lot of people that know Dave Gobus because he's been an icon with them for some time and has been coming to coverings, I think, since it started. So you actually, as executive director, why don't you tell us what your role is and a little bit more about the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation?
The Ceramic Tile Education Foundation was the brainchild of a number of industry folks that felt that there was a necessity for an education facility that was not driven by anything in a proprietary sense. So we are completely non-proprietary, showing all aspects of product and installation in the industry. And in doing so, we are able to show all the parameters of installation without gearing to one particular manufacturer. So we base this, of course, on the Tile Council of America handbook as well as the ANSI specifications, so that everything in there is something that is a tried and true method that has been approved by the industry.
Okay, so CTEF is actually, I guess, based outside of Clemson, South Carolina, isn't it?
Yes, we are just about 11 miles east of Clemson, South Carolina, which is our headquarters. We have a 9,000 square foot facility that probably has more backer board and supplies than most of the stores that you would frequent in your travels in the ceramic tile industry. In that facility, we train installers from the possibility of being brand new to the industry, as well as third generation installers that are coming to get up to speed on the current methods and approved standards for installation of ceramic tile. Our secondary course is in waterproofing and mortar shower bases, which gives all the proper installation for building a leak-proof shower. Our final course is the ceramic tile inspector's course, which gives persons that would be inspecting ceramic tile installations the proper background in those same standards and methods.
All right, with this new training program that's come out, the CCTI we're talking about a minute ago, are there going to be manufacturers that require this down the road, or is this just a voluntary program, or can you fill in a little bit about that?
Sure. At this point, our goal is to have this recognized by architects, builders, contractors, and ultimately homeowners in a residential sense, where they will have a validation of the talent of the installer, so that they will be able to have the confidence in knowing that this person has met a particular and prescribed criteria prior to, so that they have the reassurance of knowing that this person has what they say they have.
Let me ask you, you know, Scott, since you're fairly new, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and what you did before you came to CTEF?
I've had this position for just a little bit over a year. I started last year at the Covering Show in Chicago. Originally, I am from Altoona, Pennsylvania, and had a retail store as well as a tile installation firm for 26 and one half years. During that time, I was in the regional directorship of the National Tile Contractors Association and subsequently went into the board of directors, where I am a past president and past chairman of the board. And during that time, I also was the chairperson of the technical committee for NTCA, which is the arm that publishes their reference manual.
Well, that sounds like a pretty impressive background. We've been talking to Scott Carruthers, the executive director of the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.